Welcome to Eternal Christendom, consecrated to Our Lady for the glory of our Lord. I'm Joshua Charles. And by the way, a very happy and blessed Holy Week as we are beginning Holy Week today. It is the most holy week of the entire liturgical year. And of course, it culminates in the highest holiday of the entire year next Sunday, Easter. So I hope it is a blessed and very spiritually productive Holy Week. Let's end Lent well. Let's be sacrificial. Let's really give of ourselves for love of God and love of neighbor. So when we're in dark times, when we're in changing times, we need to use the most powerful spiritual weapons at our disposal. Among those is most certainly the Holy Rosary of the Blessed Virgin Mary. It has been absolutely incredible in its impact in my life and also many people around me and people we've prayed for their conversion. And my sister, many family members, many friends, I know many of you have had similar experiences, so pray the rosary. And that's what this great rosary campaign is about. It's a year-long mission for the conversion of cultural leaders, and every Sunday, we're announcing a weekly call to pray for a specific fallen away Catholic or a group of non-Catholics or specific non-Catholics. And if you want updates in your inbox, you can sign up at greatrosarycampaign.com. So this week, for Holy Week, I thought there would be no better week for praying for the conversion of the Jewish people to the Catholic faith. In the traditional Good Friday liturgy, there was a prayer for the conversion of the Jews. And we know from Scripture, particularly the words of St. Paul and from the unanimous consensus in the tradition, that at the end of the time, the Jews will in fact convert and accept Jesus Christ as their Messiah. We love the Jewish people. They are the people from whom the Messiah came. They are the people from whom the Mother of God came. They are the people from whom the apostles came. All the earliest Christians were Jews. Obviously, many of them rejected Christ in the first century and have continued to reject Christ for the last 2,000 years. Out of love for them, we love their souls. We want them in heaven. Out of love for them and for the entire Jewish people, Jesus' people according to the flesh, please pray for them this Holy Week of 2025. And for the penance this week, the suggested penance, I suggest a 24-hour water fast. That means fasting and only drinking water or some other calorie-less beverage. Sometimes I'll have coffee with no cream, just black coffee. If that's too much for you, for your state in life or whatnot, that's completely fine. If you have health issues, do whatever is best in your state of life, but try to be as sacrificial as possible. There is so much to be praying for right now. But I definitely think we should be praying for the conversion of the Jewish people. As St. Paul said, if their rejection of the Messiah brought salvation to the Gentiles, how much more will their acceptance be? In fact, he says it'll be the equivalent of the rising of the dead to life. So it's very eschatological for the Jews to convert. And so we pray for that day. We love our Jewish neighbors. And because we love them, we hope they come to see and to acknowledge Jesus Christ as their long-awaited Messiah. So a reminder of a few basic facts. We pray the rosary for three basic reasons: keeping the faith, moral renovation, and conversions, both ourselves and those we care about. And there are six key biblical themes that are underlying this great rosary campaign. First, we pray for our brethren. Second, we pray for our enemies. Third, we pray for our leaders and those in authority. And fourth, we go into battle with the ark. Here's what I mean by that. In the Old Covenant, the Israelites went to battle around Jericho with the Old Ark of the Covenant. The Old Ark of the Covenant had the tablets of the law, Aaron's staff, and the manna from heaven. Well, now we have the new Ark of the Covenant, Our Lady, and she contained Jesus, who was the law incarnate, the priesthood incarnate, the high priest come in the flesh, the final high priest, and the manna from heaven. He said this very explicitly. And, you know, back in the Jericho days, in the Old Testament days, God didn't tell the Israelites to surround Jericho and set up a certain troop formation or set up a certain siege engine. He said, walk around it with the ark, and on the seventh day, for 7 days, and on the seventh day, blow the shofar, and the walls will come tumbling down. So it seems very strange, but that's exactly what happened. I've actually been to Jericho, and I've seen those fallen walls. It's amazing. It happened. So we are doing the same now, but in a spiritual sense. We are going around the souls of these people, those who we're praying for, with the rosary of the new Ark of the Covenant, so that on the seventh day, we start on Sunday, on the seventh day is Saturday, uniquely devoted to Our Lady, hopefully amazing graces are won for them for their eventual conversion. Maybe it'll happen immediately, maybe it won't. But in any event, our audience and us praying the rosary for these people, we hope will win graces for them to eventually come to see Jesus Christ and come into his church, the Catholic Church. The fifth principle is also very important. It's that evangelism and apologetics equal four key components. It's not just arguments. It's love, it's arguments, it's prayer, and it's penance. We Catholics will never be doing evangelism and apologetics at the turbocharged level that we could be doing it unless we have those four components. Very, very important. Love, we love God above all things and every creature for the love of God. Arguments, we make sure we're informed. If we don't know about something, we dig into it. We do the work, we do the study, we make sure we don't talk as if we know about things we don't know about. Prayer, we pray for our enemies, we pray for our brethren, and penance. This is really important. We can sacrifice, we can give alms, we can fast, and we can join this to Christ's suffering and offer it for the conversion of others. So it's really a Catholic secret weapon. So don't forget penance. So love, arguments, prayer, and penance. And finally, the sixth biblical principle is we return good for evil. Oftentimes, especially on social media, whenever you mention the rosary or Our Lady, you're often accused of engaging in idolatry or Mary worship or paganism or something silly like that. We know that's not true. So most of the time it's coming from a place of total ignorance. They don't know any better. So just return good for evil. Say, God bless you, pray for you, and actually pray for them. Just don't get nasty in return. The witness that we can show by responding in this way, a way that the apostle and Jesus command us to respond, I think can win many more hearts than giving back a venomous, you know, spiteful response. So return good for evil. With that, we'll close with our normal anthem verse, Psalm 73, verses 25 through 26. Who have I in heaven but you? And on earth I desire nothing besides you. My flesh and my heart may fail, but the Lord is the strength of my heart and my portion forever.